Report: Anthony Fauci's $10 million 2020 investment portfolio includes Chinese companies. By Wendell Hussebo on January 15, 2022. Dr. Anthony Fauci's reported $10.40 million 2020 investment portfolio included Chinese companies, Breitbart News discovered. According to Fauci's 2020 financials first released by Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, and reported by the New York Post, President Biden's top medical advisor held investments in companies in China through a fund named Matthews Pacific Tiger Fund. The Matthews Pacific Tiger Fund's fact sheet, published in September 2021, revealed the fund has invested 42.7% of its investors' money into companies in China and Hong Kong. Among the companies listed is the enterprise named Wuxi Biologics Cayman. Headquartered in China, the Wuxi Biologics Cayman is in the pharmaceutical business. Wuxi Biologics Cayman's website states the enterprise is the leading global open-access biologics technology platform offering end-to-end solutions to empower organizations to discover, develop, and manufacture biologics from concept to commercial manufacturing. With a total estimated capacity of exceeding 430,000 liters for biopharmaceutical production planned after 2024 in China, Ireland, the US, Germany, and Singapore, Wuxi Biologics will provide its biomanufacturing partners with a robust and premier quality global supply chain network. The fund's additional investments into China and Hong Kong include Tencent Holdings Limited, Alibaba Group Holding Limited, AIA Group Limited, and Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited. Outside of the Matthews Pacific Tiger Fund, Fauci's reported $10.4 million financial investments include stakes in Atlas Large Cap Mutual Funds, PIMCO's Investment Grade Bond Fund, and the PAX Elevate Global Women's Leadership Fund, which invests into businesses that advance women through gender-diverse boards, senior leadership teams, and other policies and practices. Fauci's past investment portfolio was only made public by way of Senator Marshall, who disclosed Fauci's 2020 investments Friday after, on a hot mic, the doctor called Marshall a moron during Tuesday's Senate hearing. Dr. Fauci was completely dishonest about his financial disclosures being open to the public, Marshall's statement read. Dr. Fauci must be held accountable to all Americans who have been suing and requesting for this information but don't have the power of a Senate office to ask for it. Fauci is the highest paid employee of the federal government, reportedly raking in more than $400,000 in 2020 and upon retirement will receive a $350,000 annual pension. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo.